Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Now, if you're joining me for the first time, welcome to the show. But where have you been? Because we're here 9 years. Actually, last Sunday was our 9th year anniversary. So thank you all for being part of Max and Friends. Without you, there's no me, there's no show. So thank you for being here. Tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to do a little throwback, or what do we call it now? Throwback Sunday TBS, like Lena Bradford does in New York. But we're going to do TBS tonight, and we're going back to when I had my first show with Gordana Biernat. That was like such an amazing show. And since then, Gordana has not only been on this show a million times, she's been with Oprah. She's now part of Super Soul Sunday. She has her book, hashtag Know the Truth, coming out. And we were supposed to have a live show tonight, but where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be. And I'm in Colorado, up in the mountains. The computer wasn't working. We couldn't get the signal working. So the beauty of this is that we have these archives. And we actually have 9 years of them here at LA Talk Radio. So go right now to latalkradio.com/Max. And there you're going to find over the 9 years of shows. Everyone, you know, from Lisa Lampanelli to CSI Miami team to, of course, Orange is the New Black and everyone else that we love so much, Housewives and Hookers and all the good stuff. So tune in because you never know who's going to be on. One day we could have a guru. The next day we could have a murderer. True, that's a fact. We've had it here on Max and Friends. But anyway, I'm going to let you all go because I got to go and do my thing. I got to get my munch on. I got to get some food and have some fun. I'm chilling with my friends out at the Marco. They're about to leave. And Keith and I are just like, how y'all doing tonight? We're here in Boulder, Colorado. So I'm going to let you guys take over this show. It's a life class. So I want you to sit down and really focus on the words that Gordana is saying, because it is My Power Talk. That's who she is on Twitter, at My Power Talk. And know there, you can follow her on Twitter, at My Power Talk. You can follow me on Twitter, at Max Tucci, and tweet me. Let me know what you feel about this show tonight. How does it resonate? Did you feel it? Did you not? I want to know what's going on in your lives, and the best way you can reach me is via Twitter, at Max Tucci.
But what's new is my guest tonight, Gordana Biernat. She's joining me in just a moment. First, we're going to lift this up even more. We're going to raise the roof here tonight on Max and Friends because our lives are big, so we have to keep reaching. And one thing that I love is peace. So let's hit it with Sabrina Johnson, peace. And when we're back, my guest, Gordana Biernat, is joining me, and we were going to talk about Power Talk on Max and Friends. But right now, a little bit of peace.
Yeah.
This LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. That was my girl, Sabrina Johnson. Peace in the valley. Peace in the city. Peace wherever you are, and love and just a good life. Well, welcome to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. If it's your first time joining us, I'm so happy you're here. We're going to have a great life class tonight. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know what's going on in your life, where you are, where you want to be, and what life is all about. I've got a great guest joining me tonight. Gordana Biernat is an inspirational speaker talking about consciousness, creativity, leadership, art, reality, and time. She is a mentor assisting those who seek self-development and a greater sense of being through intellectual and spiritual inquiry. Popular writer and thinker, sharing her thoughts on Twitter, and you can find her at My Power Talk. Gordana holds an MA in art history and art sciences. She's got the list to go on about psychology and cognitive psychology, communication and media. And when not on assignment, Gordana enjoys life, her family, serious reading, food and wine, and being on Max and Friends. Welcome to the show, Gordana.
Hi, Max. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm super excited to be here.
It's my pleasure. You know, we've got like social media blowing up right now. So I know it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. So why don't you just tell our listeners tonight where you're calling from and a little bit about who Gordana is?
Well, I'm calling from Sweden. And I was born and raised in Sweden. And I have had this urge to understand the mechanism behind reality since I can remember. And my parents came to Sweden from former Yugoslavia in the mid-60s. They also came from very traditional settings in the Balkans. So in my family, girls were not supposed to ask questions and definitely not supposed to have own opinions about reality or anything else for that matter. And I was expected to be nice and sweet and complying, which I was most of the time. And I knew that the only one I could speak to about my reality was with myself, because there was nobody else. So, I have to tell you about an experience I had when I was 10 years old, because it changed my life and it actually brought me here today talking to you, talking about reality, because it colored every experience I had after that experience. And I was only 10 years old, and I was laying in bed, closed my eyes, and I tried to imagine the last star. You know, when you're a child and you play the game, if I fly long enough, I'll find the outpost of the universe. And I roamed the universe in my mind, but I still couldn't figure out an ending edge. See, were stars everywhere. So I got up and looked through the window at the dark, starry night, filled with sparkling stars all over the place. And that's when it hit me. I closed my eyes, I opened them again, and I realized there is no difference between my thoughts inside my head and the reality outside. No matter what I did, the sky stayed dark and the stars stayed sparkling. So in that moment, I really, really became aware that the essence inside and outside are the same. I can see the stars and the universe even with my eyes closed, because my thoughts and the fabric of the universe are made of the same stuff. It's the same energy.
It is so, the same energy, and we're made out of stars too. It's scientifically proven. We have all the same stuff that stars are made out of.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, if you understand that on a deep level, as I did at that moment, it's very hard
to talk. At 10 years old.
Yes, and it's very hard to talk about it with someone else, because everybody is preoccupied with their lives and schools and stuff, so I couldn't talk about it, but I knew in my heart that there is no difference between me and the outer reality. And I had one more thing that I really also knew at that age, and that was that every time I asked a question myself, and since myself is the universe, so I was talking to universe, and every time I asked a question, the universe answered. Maybe not as a voice, it answered as a situation or something else, but it answered in some kind of synchronistic way, so I could understand it. So I learned that I had to craft my questions very, very carefully, because I don't want the answers of the questions I'm afraid of. So I had to really focus on what to answer and what to ask in order to get the right answers back to me.
Now, let me ask you a question, because people I know from doing this for so many years, they're going to say, how do I ask the question to the universe, to the divine, to the source that's greater than I, even though it is I, how do I ask the question?
Well, that's a tricky one, but when you know it, it's really very easy because you're doing this all the time. I mean, you are creating your reality all the time. What you want to do is to create it more consciously. So you need to understand the mechanism behind it because it's all about frequencies. I mean, if you have a specific frequency, let's say that you're tuned into fear, then everything outside of that frequency will not be visible to you. So you need to understand what frequency you're tuned into because the universe answers your frequency. It doesn't answer your question or it doesn't answer a prayer if you're afraid when you're praying. Then you will get fear back instead of what you're praying for because that is the frequency you're setting out there. And it works like a radio, you know, when, I mean, I couldn't be hearing you if you weren't on the right frequency as I am now. I'm tuned into your frequency and we can talk to each other, but I cannot talk to anyone else.
That's right. And what are the frequency we are on right now? Frequency we are on. And we got a frequency right now. And what is it? LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. If you're just joining me, my guest all the way from Sweden is Gordana Bjernat. We're talking about frequency. And always when it comes to the point of getting a point across, there's always some kind of cross frequency. So here we are. We're talking about reality and creating it. What does reality mean to you? And then we'll get into the question again about asking the question and receiving the frequency. But what does reality mean to you?
Reality... Well, that's a hard question. I mean, what do you mean when you say that? Reality is everything. It's everything around me. I am a part of the reality and I'm creating it all the time. It's kind of a loop. It's a paradox to me because I am the reality and I'm creating the experiences in this reality for myself.
Mm. Well, you know, that's a great point that we're discussing because on your website, which I love, I've been looking at it all day, mindpowertalk.com, it says, where do negative thoughts originate from? And with that answer that you just gave us on reality, do our negative thoughts create a negative reality?
Yes, they do. Actually, because it's a negative frequency. This mechanism, I don't even know what to call it, but this thing that we are creating reality with is very neutral. It doesn't care if it is positive or negative. You could almost say that it is unconditionally loving because it will give you the experience that you are wanting or not wanting. It will give you the experience of the frequency that you are sending out. And it won't say, well, this is not good for you because you are in charge of your own reality. You are the one creating it. So it will listen to what you want or don't want. It will listen to what frequency you are sending out. So you have to understand how you are creating the frequency. If you look around you, what you see is actually a mental shot of a 3D version of your frequency. So if there's something you don't like, then there is something in your frequency you have to tune in or tune out from. Mm-hmm.
But now how do we do that? Because I know people are listening right now and they're saying, I'm in a place in my life where I'm not happy. I have this whole negative vibe going on. How do we retune or tune into the frequency to basically change it, erase it, and replace it?
Well... you have to use another tool of yours. I mean, we will talk about ego as a tool, but you have different kind of tools. I call them tools because you can use them in order to change things in your reality. You can use your free will. Mm-hmm. And the free will to choose, I mean, every obstacle, actually every single obstacle has two sides of it, one darker and one brighter side. And I'm not saying that you should force yourself to be positive if you really feel that there is nothing to be positive about, but you can always find the better side of the problem. You can always find the brighter side of the obstacle in your life. And it can be terrible obstacles. I mean, when my mother-in-law died, it was really a bad experience. But still, I can choose. I mean, I could choose to just lay down and be miserable for months and months. And I could choose to pick out the raisins from the cookie and just try to find the best thing that she gave to me and enjoy that instead. So that's the brighter side of it, and the darker side would be, and it's always up to you. It's always up to you to choose, to make a choice in every single second of your life.
We're going to talk about motivation. You know, Oprah Winfrey has a great quote that says, "No experience is ever wasted. Everything has meaning." So yes. With everything having meaning, how can we start shaping our reality more consciously if it has meaning?
Well, it doesn't have meaning from the beginning, because we have to talk about how we create this reality. If, let's say that there is a quantum field out there that many people call consciousness, other people call it information, some people call it God. It's the same thing. It's the glue that holds everything together. And this glue, or all that is, contains everything, every single thought, every single experience, everything. It is actually all that is. It contains everything. And what you're doing with your awareness, you're acting like a searchlight with what you want to experience. You put the searchlight onto things in this dark, all that is room, and your awareness, where you point it, that is what you will get. But it is neutral from the beginning. It is you that fill it with meaning, because you are interpreting it, you are perceiving it, you are changing it, you are looking at it, and it is you that fill it with meaning. So every situation in your life has no meaning from the beginning. It has a meaning when it reaches your consciousness and you give it your interpretation.
So when you go through the experience, I have a quick question here. We have a listener who said, "Easier said than done." And I love my American listeners, but I think that's become a very American attitude. Easier said than done. You know, we take phrases and then we put them into our life, and then we create that it becomes a difficult journey, so to say. So how is it to kind of erase that from our mentality, that things really are easier when we put our mind to it and when we manifest our reality?
You know something, Max, is it's always as easy as you make it.
Mm-hmm. Period.
Yes, there's nothing more to it. And at the same time, I'm not saying that it's easy. I'm just explaining the mechanism. And
right.
You're using it anyway, so why not try to do it consciously? It always hurts to do things more consciously, because it takes an effort, and nobody wants to
do their work.
Yes, that's
nobody
the problem.
Wants to do their work. I understand that so fully, and you know, it's really, there's a great show here called the Yanla Van Zandt Fix My Life. And she says, you've got to do your work, and no matter what it is, you know, so the motivation is you can succeed. You can be a conqueror. You can shape your reality to be something of meaning and to have a wonderful experience, but you've got to do your work. So speaking of doing our work, let's start again with the question, how do we ask the question, and then how do we kick in the work? So let's say, for instance, we have a listener right now who's trying to create the reality of happiness. What is the question they ask to the source, to the divine, to the universe, and then what is the work they have to do?
Well, I mean, you don't ask one question. I will give you an example. For instance, I was born into this family, as I told you, and it wasn't very pleasant to be there, because it was hard for me. I couldn't talk to anyone. So I started daydreaming of things that I really like to do. For instance, reading. I didn't have time to read when I was a child because I had so many chores to do. So I started daydreaming of a room filled with books. And I saw myself in this room. I really wanted it. Not that I got bitter if I didn't get it. I just like to daydream about it. I just like to see myself in this room. And then I started daydreaming about a relationship. How would a relationship look in my life? How would a perfect relationship look in my life? So I started imagining how a boyfriend would be when I met him. How would he talk to me? How would he behave with me? What would happen between us? And I started daydreaming it, not because I wanted something in reality in my future, but because I enjoyed daydreaming of it, because it was the right frequency for me. And I can tell you that I have love in abundance. I have a beautiful library where I can sit and read all day long today. And I haven't done anything, just daydreamed about it.
But the daydreaming was creating the reality. It was manifesting the seed, the idea. How did you go from the daydreaming to then realizing your daydreaming became real? What was the tangibility of it? The first experience.
Because when you're in that vibe, when you're daydreaming and you feel it in your body, you feel the joy of having this thought, just having this thought, it has to be on a deeper level. It has to involve your feelings and it has to involve your intention too. Because when it does that, everything you do, even the small things in your life, will be one step closer to that daydream, because it excites you so much. It gives you back so much that you just can't stop thinking about it. You just can't stop creating it in your head. And then when you're in that frequency, your universe or all that is, or God or quantum field or whatever you want to call it, will answer with that frequency. It has no other choice. It just answers with it. And you suddenly see things pop up in your reality and it just clicks
and
you can't
works.
Force it. Yes. And if you try to force it, exactly. Because if you try to force it, then force is what you will get back. It will give you resistance because you are seeking the resistance.
Oh my gosh. Something. That I love. Yeah. So when you put the force out, it's every action has a reaction basically.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yes,
so when,
exactly.
When you're trying to force the breakthrough, let's call it, just for the sake of radio,
it will push back because it's doing the same thing as you're doing. So if you're joyful, it will give you back joy. It's like saying,
I love that. If you're joyful, it will give you back joy.
And it's like saying, I hate war, and you think that you're bringing peace. Well, it's not true, because what you're doing is you're adding hate. You should say, I love peace, and that's another frequency. So that's what I'm talking about. You can want the same thing, but you're in different frequencies. You have to be in the joyful frequency before you have received it, because you won't attract it. It has to go through you. So you have to be
so
in the same frequency.
What we believe we manifest, right? What we believe we manifest.
Yes.
So can you talk about what a belief is and how you can change a belief?
Well, beliefs are very, very seldom things that that are our own. I mean, we are schooled, we are conditioned from the first minute we open our eyes. I mean, parents, friends, school, media, everybody is conditioning us, telling us how this reality works, what it is. It's telling us truths, and I'm putting quotations around that, about our age. It is telling our truths about our bodies, about who we are. And none of this can be true for you unless you believe it's true. So a belief is something you will pick up from the outside, and then you just look at it and you decide if it's true for you or not, and then you can incorporate it if you're lucky.
So the simplicity of it, it's a pattern in pathology, right?
Yes, exactly.
So how do we break the pattern of being told, a lot of people when they're, you know, I talk about this often on the show, when we're little, we're told, stop crying, you're annoying, don't cry. Boys don't cry, men don't cry. Of course they do. It's an emotion, and emotions are energy in motion. So how do we break the pattern or the pathology of being told?
I lost you there. Could you?
We're not something when we truly are. Yeah. So the question was, how do we break the patterns? How can we break the patterns of what we're told?
Well, you have to start asking questions. I mean, really asking them. You have to, first of all, you have to wake up and understand that everything you think and believe is not always your own thoughts and your own creations. You have to understand that some things you have been giving from the society, and you have to start questioning them. You have to start asking simple question: why? Why is it so? Is it really so? That's it's very simple to do, but you have to start, you have to have the courage to ask questions. Even if everyone else says this is so, if it doesn't feel right in your gut, then it isn't so. So you have to start asking questions. You have to start examining those beliefs and say, is this really true for me?
Courage is one of the most beautiful, beautiful virtues, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I love courageous people.
Yes, and you really need courage in order to do such a thing in our reality, because there are a lot of beliefs out there. I mean, the belief that you have to work 9 to 5, otherwise you're not successful. The belief that you have to look in a specific way, otherwise you're not handsome or beautiful. All of these things are beliefs, so you have to question them. Everything is beliefs. I mean, every single thing in our reality is based on our beliefs about that thing. So it's just thoughts. You can just elaborate with them. You can play with them. You can do whatever you want, because it's not that static. It's not that
right.
Yeah.
Mahajaya, wonderful spiritual guru who's passed now, but from Kashi Ashram, said thoughts are just thoughts.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thoughts are just thoughts. And on that thought, what is everyone listening to right now? LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. If you're joining me for the first time, welcome to the show. If you've been here before, you're not friend anymore. You're a family to Max and Friends. My guest, Gordana Bernat, is calling, and we have... And we're going to talk about ego right now, because ego is a tool your soul uses. How is your ego a tool? Because the last time when we said your ego is your friend on Max and Friends, we got emails and tweets and everything. Tweet me at Max Tucci. But why is ego a tool your soul uses?
Well, there is a common belief about ego, and we are taught that ego is not good for us, and that we need to become spiritual and one with everything in order to know who we are. Uh-huh. But the way I see it, it's not how this physical reality really works. The way I see it is that ego is a tool that separates us from all that is. So in order for all that is to experience itself as Gordana or as Max Tucci or as anyone else, it needs to focus consciousness in one point. Mm-hmm. So ego is that focusing device. Ego in itself is not a bad thing. It's an important aspect of being a human being. I mean, in order for your soul to focus itself into this body and experience physical reality, you need that ego, because it is the focusing device. So you wouldn't know where you end and the outer reality begins without your ego.
And Absolutely. It helps. You know, and I always say ego gives you the promotion.
Yes.
It gives you the promotion. It boosts your energy without being egotistical. Is there a difference between the ego and egotistical?
Of course it is. I mean, ego helps you to define you. It's when humans forget that ego is just a focusing tool. When ego becomes their prime and only identity, that's when ego becomes a negative force in this reality and perpetuating
fear. Say that one more time, because it's important that people get this.
Yes. I mean, ego helps you define you, and it's when humans forget that ego is just a focusing tool, that's when ego becomes their prime and only identity, that's when ego becomes a negative force in this reality, perpetuating fear and hate and whatever it might be. So ego is initially... not a negative thing. It's a neutral device. It's focusing you into being you. And furthermore, the way I see it is that your ego contains your desires, your wishes, and your passions. And that's a good thing. And all those things are very important for the spiritual evolution of the human species. I mean, if you don't go for your desires and wishes and passions, then what are you doing here? It's It's
that's the question. People always want to know, what is my purpose? What am I doing here? What is my heart virtue? How do I define it? What is it? What advice do you give? What's the offering you give to listeners tonight to determine what their purpose is and how they can tap into it?
Well, their purpose in life is what they love.
And so how do we know what we love?
Well, you can feel it in your heart, can't you?
Yeah. You know, we have a great guest that's here, Tamara Montana, and she says that's the heart virtue. And with the heart virtue, it's whatever makes you, gives you chills when you're doing it, or makes your eyes water up and you almost want to weep because you figured it out. So when you're always questioning what your purpose is, tune into your heart. Tune into your breath and notice, you'll get chills. Whenever I do the show, like I get chills right when I hear the theme song of Max and Friends, because I know it's one of my purposes. So people, when you're tuning into your heart virtue, notice how your body reacts. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. And for instance, to actually know what you love to do is figure out what you do when you're alone. What's the first thing you do when you're alone? Or if you go into a bookstore, where do you end up? What are the books that you're looking at? Every single thing in your reality will tell you what you love, because you will be there and you will be enjoying it. It's all about enjoying things. Sometimes we put a label on what's good to enjoy and what is not good to enjoy. So people think that, well, when I'm my free time, I mean, I like to walk, I like to do that, but that is not my purpose in life. I need to work with something. I need to be someone in order to find my purpose in life. And that's not true. All you have to do is tune into what you enjoy, what you love, what you desire to do, what your passion is, what you cannot turn off in your head when you think, that is your purpose in life.
That is your purpose. Now, what do you do when you find yourself stuck in a negative pattern of thinking, or the pattern of why me, the victim?
Well, I actually really, really work hard on not going into that victimhood, because it's a very bad place to be. It's not a good thing. So what I do is, I do simple things. I can go out and sit by a tree and just feel the frequency of that tree, because nature has the right frequency for you. It will tune you back in the right frequency very, very easy. The same thing going with water. If you go out to the sea and you swim in the water, you will feel the right frequency. It will tune you in, because it's love.
It's love.
So, yes, it is. Nature is there for you. It is unconditional love. A tree stands there and it is there for you. It says, I'm here.
And it has our DNA too.
Yes. So that's a very easy way to just reconnect to your soul, to who you are, and just be in nature. Sit in the sun. Small things. It doesn't have to cost anything. You can just walk through the park and sit on a park bench and just enjoy.
Enjoy the moment. How do we get into that moment? For me, it's always the breath. I always connect the moment of franticness or whatever I feel like, you know, the anxious moments. Just reconnect with the breath. What are some things that you do to bring you back into the moment, Gordana?
That's exactly what I do. I try when I don't have enough time to do other stuff, like go into nature or the things I told you before, I breathe. I stop and I breathe in and then I breathe out, and that's all. You can do it 2 or 3 times and it will create space in your head to think. Literally, yes. It will create space and it will create time for you to think, in order to maybe change a reaction into a conscious action instead, because it's the time you create with breathing that gives you this option of being able to stop a reaction and turn it into an action that will maybe be beneficial for you.
So how do we get into conscious creating?
By actually tuning into your desires and passions, because those are what you want to create. Those are what you want back in your life. You want to enjoy your life. So in order to do that, you need to tap into your desires. Desires are really important.
They are. But how do you, what do you tell the listener who's out there right now and says, you know what, I've been stripped of my desires. I know, I don't know what my desires are. You know, there's people are constantly on this search. So what are some, what's some advice and some tips you give them to understand their desire?
Well, when you say stripped of my desires, that is to be in a victimhood. First, you need to understand that you are not a victim in your reality because you are the one creating it.
I love when the answers are just so simple for people to understand.
Yes,
but people like being stuck there. They like being stuck there. Why is that?
Because maybe that's their purpose in life. No, I'm just kidding. If they, I mean, nobody likes to be stuck. I think that everyone would love to enjoy their life. But if they're being stuck for a long, long time in the wrong frequency, then everything in their reality will remind them of this. You need to make a conscious action and a conscious decision that you are not the victim of your reality because you are the one creating it. You need to realize that you are the one creating your reality and everything in it. The minute you do that, it's so liberating because you don't need to do anything. You're out of that frequency immediately.
So do you face it, erase it, replace it, like Dr. Grace Corner says?
You could. You could do that. But I think just realizing this, realizing as I did when I was 10 years old, realizing that I'm made of the same stuff as this out there. So there's nobody punishing me here. There is no God telling me that I'm doing stuff wrong. I'm doing all of this to myself. I need to change the frequency. And how do you do that? You start smiling. When you look at yourself in the mirror, you start smiling because this reality works like this. It's like having a mirror in front of you and saying that I won't smile until that mirror smiles back at me. Well, it won't until you smile. So you have to make the first effort in this. And then you will see that it will come back. You have to trust the process. You have to be able to see things when they turn up in your reality. Because if you're a victim, you won't see the things when they turn up in your reality. Because you are so focused on a different frequency. So relax and start enjoying with an effort. You need to make an effort to start enjoying. It sounds like a paradox, but that's how it is.
Listen, speaking of smiling, you've got me weeping here with that quote. There's nobody punishing me here because that's what so many people feel. And it just resonated so deep because, you know, I get so many emails and tweets from people and they always, no one is punishing you here. People hear that clearly, that no one is punishing you here. I just, Gordana, you have me weeping and smiling at the same time. Oh my God. I feel like I need tissues.
I really love it when you laugh because you have such a contagious laugh. So please continue laughing.
I love laughing and I love smiling. You know, smiling, there's a great technique that I've just learned from, you know, Guruji Sri Sri. And he says, when you breathe, smile. Just smile and inhale. And, you know, people are always like, inhale the good, exhale the bad. Inhale the love and exhale the love, people. Just exhale love. Because if you exhale love, it's just the vibration of love that's being put out there. And make an effort to understand what love is. And make an effort to understand what your purpose is. Make an effort to understand who you are. Make an effort to understand your power. And make an effort to understand your consciousness and your creativity and all that you were born. Listen, the simplicity of life is who we want to be is who we think we are.
Exactly.
And if who we think we are is nothing, then you will be nothing. But if who you think you are is a conqueror, and if who you think you are is a creator and a manifester and someone that just floats in the rivers of abundance, that's who you'll be. Do you agree, Gordana?
I do. I really need to share one story with you because I was thinking about this when I looked at your Twitter profile picture, and you are wearing a Superman dress, aren't you?
Yes, that wasn't a dress. That was a different picture.
Well,
costume. You know,
but I really need to share this Superman story with you because that was such a, I mean, that was such a beautiful coincidence seeing you there because I want to tell you this story because it's so fitting here. When my son was 4 years old, he loved being Superman. So my husband and I, we bought him a couple of Superman t-shirts. You know, the blue ones with the S on in the front and short sleeves. Yes, everyone had them. So, and he wore this 24/7. I mean, he literally slept in them for 2 years. So one morning when I was dressing him, I was dressing him and all of the Superman t-shirts were in the laundry. So I tried to very gently persuade him to wear a red Paddington shirt instead. And he stared at me with wide open eyes and he had an attitude like, "What's wrong with you?" And then he said, "So you mean that I have to be just an ordinary man today, the whole day?" And we stared at each other for a while, and then I just gave him one of the less stained Superman t-shirts to wear. And then this is really good, because I watched him transform into happy Superman in our bedroom. And he raised his right arm, and as I watched him run through our hallway into the kitchen to save the world, I realized that maybe I needed to buy my husband a Batman suit and even get myself a Catwoman outfit, because in the end, helping other people, supporting all kinds of freedom and enjoying ourselves, I think that's what we are here to do. I mean, if we boil down this desire to do things here, it always ends up that we are helping people with something else. That is what gives us most joy in life. So, I mean, put on your Superman dress or Wonder Woman or whatever and do things out there, because that's what you're here to do. Most people
imagine being that Superman or that Wonder Woman. You know, I've changed it from Superman to Supermax.
That's good. Super M.
That's Supermax. Really cool. But we are all super. Super is one of my favorite words, because if we believe we are, then no one is here to punish us and tell us we're not, right?
Exactly. What you believe you are, you will get back, because what you put out there, that is what you'll get back. So if you believe that you're Supermax, you are Supermax.
All right. Well, I wish I were Father Time, because we need some more of that. But would you come back and spend some more time with me on Max and Friends? Because there is so much we have to discuss too, such as judgments and life lessons and a whole lot of other things. So will you come back and join me?
I will, really, really.
Because we have to talk about your books. There's a lot we still have to cover. But you know what? That's just the flow. We still have to talk about the flow of life. Where we are now is where we're supposed to be. And what we said in tonight's show was exactly what you were supposed to hear. If you want to hear more of this show, or if you missed it, go to latalkradio.com/MAX. 7 years of archives there. You'll find this show on top. I'm going to tweet it. For more information on my guest, Gordana Biernat, go to @MyPowerTalk on Twitter, mypowertalk.com. On LinkedIn, Gordana, BIERNAT. Facebook, of course, she's there. Twitter, I said it again, I'll say it again, @MyPowerTalk. And for more information, or if you want to learn how you can become a conscious creator, email Gordana at info@powertalk.se. Did we cover everything there?
Yes, we did. You are
now,
good.
Before I let you go, just give the listeners tonight, because you're already going into your day, into your morning there in Sweden. Give us some inspiration that you use, daily inspiration to keep you motivated.
Well, I would like to share two of my tweets with you, because I find them so simple and so easy. One is, dream your life and live your dream. Now, this one is perfect description of how to manifest all my desires and passions. If you daydream about how you want your life to be, you will end up living your dream. And the other one, it really answers all my why questions. It goes like this. Love is the ultimate goal for your soul. So with that, I leave your audience.
Love is the ultimate goal for your soul. And what I tell you all tonight is follow your passion. It will lead you to your purpose. I love you all for tuning in. My guest, Gordana, I'm going to talk to you after the show. I'm going to give you a call. We'll Skype in a second. But I love you for being here. I'm so grateful you're here, because all people want sometimes are answers, and the answers are within. A great quote from Mahjaya: when I was searching for God, I found myself. Take life to the max, everyone. I love you for tuning in. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, good karma. And take this week and become the super person that you were created to be. I'm Max Tucci on Max and Friends. Love you all. Take life to the max. Good night.